anglers. Big time anglers. Brook Trout Adventures. Trout stamp replica. Too bad my trout stamp's real. It's in my soul. It can't be bought from a DNR website for $15. It was already there before I was even born. Right there in my karmic concoction. DNA, whatever you want to call it, some kind of bullshit. This fish was here before Whitey came and fucked everything up. Seen everything. It's seen the formation of the mountains themselves, these rivers and mountains. It saw man come across the Bering Strait and come to what is now known as Maryland. It saw the boats come up the Chesapeake. It saw the John Smith and his crew of liars and thieves come and take the land and destroy the people that were there. Let's pay tribute right now to that. The fact that the fish still swims in these streams. Trout mask replica. Hello, and welcome to BTA Sounds Radio. I am your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. And this is a special episode of BTA Sounds Radio coming to you. Thought I'd put together another little tribute episode first to fishing and also to water and the waterways of the world and the power that water has to sustain life. Nothing can live on Earth without it. I don't even think anything can live anywhere in the universe without it. It's just essential. And if we do not transition away from fossil fuels as a species, we will ruin our natural resources and our ability to sustain life. So this is another episode that's sort of in tribute to waterways, but also it's also concerning fishing, because I had a really great fishing experience. Just got back from a really nice weekend camp out in Big Run State Park, Savage River State Forest in Garrett County, Maryland, with my friends Doug and Kareth. And it was a bit rough. It was cold and rainy when we first got there, but then we had a whole day of nice weather and we walked around and were able to relocate a spot where I'd found these wild Appalachian onions called ramps a few years prior with two friends. We helped us discover this little secret spot, and we found it and were able to harvest some ramps and cook up some delicious food. We also found some fiddleheads, but the real highlight of the trip for me was I caught my first native brook trout in the stream just behind where I was camped on a first cast on my black gold 1/8 ounce rooster tail spinner on my fishing rod. And I couldn't believe it. It was about an 8-inch fish, and I'd never seen one in person before. I'd only really vaguely heard about it and seen pictures and stuff, and didn't think I would be able to catch one. And it was literally the first cast that I caught this fish, and I felt like it was allowing me to interact with it, like, here, come check me out, like. And it was sort of like getting this blast of like ancient energy from these waterways that are pristine, by the way, and they're extremely well maintained and protected by the state of Maryland. And they do a really great job protecting this fish species, too. It's a catch and release. You cannot keep them. You can only keep them in certain areas and in certain times of the year. But so they're just trying to keep the numbers, you know, increasing. And they tag a lot of these fish. And you could tell the one that I caught had been caught before. It had a hole, like, in its lip where it had been caught before. But it was absolutely stunning. The colors are incredible. They look almost like cartoon-like. The colors of these red and yellow dots remind me of like some sort of 1950s kitsch design on like a curtain or something like that. So that was really great. I got to experience that. I caught three of them. I caught right in a row within 10 minutes, and then I couldn't catch any more. But that was cool. I was allowed to have that experience. And the nights were rough and cold and rainy, and it was hard to sleep. But all in all, it was worth it. There was wild forage food to be had, fiddleheads and ramps. So we're going to get to some fishing and river themed songs on this episode, which is entitled Brook Trout Adventures, episode number 51. And first off, we're going to play a track by a band called Groovy Like a Pig, which features my uncle Rupert Wondolowski, and it's from 1988. And the song is called Fish Struggle, so let's check it out. We're going to have some wacky fish tunes and then some very beautiful river songs on this special water episode. And it's going to be a little bit different than the last one. The last one was the tribute to the water protectors doing their hard work at places like Standing Rock, the Native American tribes that are fighting to keep water protected from evil corporate interests of fossil fuels. So it's a little bit different, but it's still in that spirit as well. So let's get to Groovy Like a Pig right now on BTA Sounds Radio.
Grandpa's got time to be by the neck, mama.
are tuned to BTA Sounds Radio, and I am your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone. You're tuned now to episode number 51, entitled Brook Trout Adventures, a little fishing and water-themed episode, trying to keep it consistent coming back to you with the BTA Sounds Radio. I'm sad to say that I neglected it for a long time, so I'm trying to get back into it. Life changes abound, so things are looking a little more stable right now, and I'll have much more free time and motivation to be producing this podcast again. So let's get to the music. What you just heard was a track from an Alan Lomax sampler of world music, and then it was entitled Asashi Oiwaki, sung by a fisherman with shakuhachi end-blown notch flute accompaniment. So this is recorded in Asashi, Hokkaido, Japan, collected by Genjiro Masu for the Japanese Music Institute of Tokyo from Columbia World Library, Japan, the Ryukyus, Formosa, and Korea. The Oiwaki originated with the packhorse drivers of Oiwaki in Nagano of central Japan and was adopted by the herring fishermen of Hokkaido. It is sung in competition as part of celebrations for the first spring catch. So that's a little interesting piece of traditional fishing music right there. And then before that, you heard a track entitled Saturday Night Fish Fry. And that was by the Bloodless Cooties from the Shakemore Volume 10 compilation. Shakemore Fest is a great free music festival put on by the members of Half Japanese in Carroll County, Maryland. And it is free to go to every year. It's usually in July. There's a lot of great old heads and new heads that come from the underbelly of weird music making in Maryland. And then the great headliners being the Tinklers and Half Japanese. And oftentimes you'll hear some Mole Suit Choir. Daniel Higgs has played. Zomes has played there before. And there's many, many, many interesting bands that end up on their compilation and play the festival. So look up any information about that. It's worth going to. But yeah, that was the Bloodless Cooties with Saturday Night Fish Fry from Volume 10 Shakemore compilation. And then first we heard Fish Struggle by Groovy Like a Pig from 1988. Baltimore band featuring Rupert Wondolowski and Ann Bonifed and some other local figures. So let's get to another chunk of music right now. We're going to hear the classic track from Henry Ragtime Texas Thomas from 1927 entitled Fishing Blues. It's been covered innumerable times. So let's check that out right now. Here is Henry Ragtime Texas Thomas with the Fishing Blues right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
Went up on the hill about 12 o'clock, reached right back and got me a pole. Went to the hard one, got me a hook, placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time, I'm a-going fishing too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got your bait, here's a little something I would like to say. Any fish bite, got good bait, I'm a going fishing, yes I'm going fishing, I'm a going fishing too. Let my name fishing too.
Oh,
went to the railroad, looked up at the sun. Now I went to the railroad, looked up at the sun. If the train don't hurry, gonna be some walking done.
Listening to BTA Sounds Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone, and this is episode number 51, Brook Trout Adventure. And what you're just listening to was one of my absolute favorite blues artists of all time. That's Sleepy John Estes, and the song is titled Diving Duck Blues from 1929, from I believe his first recording session for Victor. And he had Jab Jones on the piano and Yank Rachel on the mandolin. He's my favorite mandolin player of all time. And that song was covered a lot by people. I think maybe even Led Zeppelin did something like, you know, they always take shit. Anyway, before that, you heard an obscure rockabilly weird classic from Pinky Pinkston from 1964 entitled The Fisherman. I really don't know what's going on in that song. I can't understand anything the guy's saying. I don't even know if it's hard to say if it was a man or a woman singing, and it's just completely demented guitar playing and indecipherable lyrics, but I think there was definitely some innuendo going on in there somewhere. If anybody knows anything else about that song, feel free to write me in, and if you know the lyrics or anything else. I don't really know much about Pinky Pinkston, but he had something to do with the Batman show in 1967, like either he did a song or like somehow was involved. I have to look that up again. But that was from the collection Wavy Gravy for Adult Enthusiasts, which obscure rockabilly and blues cuts that were full of innuendos and or, you know, just dirty references and talking about drugs and sex back in the 50s and 60s when it was very much still taboo. And then first you heard Henry Ragtime Texas Thomas from 1927 doing the Fishing Blues. I think that song ended up getting a lot of notoriety from Taj Mahal covering it. And, you know, and that was the same time that Canned Heat was doing Going Up the Country, which they took from Ragtime Texas Thomas as well, from the Bulldoze Blues. But classic sexual innuendos in there. Any fish bite if you got good bait. Henry Thomas is one of my favorite musicians of all time, and just a super interesting character that some information is known about, but not a whole lot. You know, they say that he was born not long after the Civil War, somewhere around 1872 in Texas, and represented an early pre-blues black string band music that he adapted into his completely inimitable one-man band format, which he, you know, hit the road and hoboed all over the country playing music. And he had his pan pipes that were probably homemade, also known as the quills. He fastened into a harmonica rack and played them on a harmonica rack while playing guitar at the same time. Nobody else did this. And he recorded first in 1927 and then once more, I believe, in 28 and 29, or twice more maybe, with a total of around 25 songs. These are really great documents of he was already in his, had to have been in his late 40s, early 50s at this point, but he still sounded like he was in top musical form. So if you're interested in some real American history right there, check out Henry Ragtime Texas Thomas. There is a great collection of all of his songs on vinyl and CD put out by Yazoo Records, which is one of the best, you know, reissue labels. And that's where that track came from. The sound quality is great. Thankfully, he recorded for Vocalion, which had pretty good quality pressings and recordings. So before we get to some more music, I just want to introduce a segment that I'm going to start doing on the show, which is I'm going to announce upcoming DIY events and or shows that are happening in Baltimore City. These events come to you courtesy of the Imaginary Calendar, which is a free monthly paper calendar of shows and events in the DIY scene in Baltimore. You can find them anywhere on the street, also in your local record stores and coffee shops and venues. And it's for anybody who is tired of social media and having to keep up with what's going on. This is a clear-cut DIY piece of paper that you can find anywhere, and it's a monthly calendar and has shows for each day of the month, shows and events. If anybody has any questions or wants to submit a show for the next coming months, please send them to this email address, which is the.imaginary.calendar@gmail.com, and they will most likely be included in the following month's calendars. So I just want to start with saying Wednesday, May 1st, which is today. Hopefully listeners will be able to hear some of this. But there's a show tonight at the Crown at 8 p.m., which is the 2100 block of North Charles Street in Baltimore. The performers are Third Grade Friends. We have STBTLCO and CSNADR, and then YUM, which is at the Crown tonight at 8 p.m. And at the Wind-Up Space tonight at 7 p.m., which we have a free event called Watching X-Files with the Lights On, which I'm assuming they're just going to be showing X-Files at the bar. And I'm sure they're probably going to have some drink specials or whatnot. At Tarantula Hill, down in Southwest Baltimore, we have Jeff Witcher and Jack Callahan present What Happens on Earth Stays on Earth, 9 p.m. I don't have a price listed for that. This is tomorrow, Thursday, May 2nd, at Tarantula Hill. And at the Undercroft in Remington, we have J.S. Furr, Andrew Bernstein, Lindsay Griffith, and Ray Redd. That's at the Undercroft Church on Huntington Avenue in Remington in Baltimore City. Friday, May 3rd, we have Baltimore's best dance party, in my opinion, which is Save Your Soul, with guest DJ Fast Freddy, 9 p.m. at the Lithuanian Hall. In order to attend, you have to buy a membership at the door, which is $5, and then it's another $5 for admission into the Lithuanian Hall for Save Your Soul. Hold on to your membership card, and then all subsequent times you go are going to be $5 for that year. And then after that year is up, you have to renew. It's totally worth it because Lithuanian Hall dance parties, aka Save Your Soul, is super fun. They have guest DJs all the time. They come and bring in their vintage 45 collections and play obscure soul cuts, and it's usually a really great time. There's a lot of good Lithuanian beer to be had, as well as the shots of Vidita, the Lithuanian honey liqueur. So yeah, check that out. That's on Parkin Street in Southwest Baltimore. You make a right off of MLK onto Lombard, and then your first right onto Parkin Street, and it's right there on the right. It's just really close to Holland's Market. Also, Friday, May 3rd, at a place called Henry's. I don't have any further information about what that place is. It says Henry's. Is Nomos, Needle, Loss, Raise, Bong Death, and Devalued at Henry's. Any more information on that venue would be appreciated. I'm assuming it's a house show. You might want to look that up, message them somewhere on social media, or any of those bands that I just listed. At the Undercroft, again, in Remington on Huntington Avenue. It is Cheap City, Curls, and Thomason at the Undercroft, Friday, May 3rd. Saturday, May 4th, there is The Vigil, all-night music festival at Mica, starting at 6 p.m., and it is free, and there's a lot of different acts playing at that. And then also at the Why Not lot on North Avenue, the Baltimore mixtape. I'm not sure what all that consists of, but that starts at 2. I think that's another free event, so the Why Not lot is just right at Charles and North Avenue, really just right next, almost next to the Crown. It's in between the Wind-Up Space and all those, you know, venues, Station North venues. So, and then also at Oliver Brewing Company is Brimstone Coven, Wasted Theory, and Faith in Jane, and that is at 7 p.m. I don't have any price information. There are some shows for you for the week, and like I said before, this all comes from the Imaginary Calendar. Pick it up in any of your local venues in Baltimore, coffee shops, whatnot. But also, I do want to give a shout out to my friend Mary Rose Runk. She just started producing her podcast. It's known as The Mary Moment. I am following them on the BTA Sounds radio page, so if you want to check that out, she talks about her experiences in the Baltimore punk scene. And also the first episode, she has a band in studio called Haze Mage. And then I think the second episode is out as well. So check that out. That's called The Mary Moment. You can find them through my page. You can just, I reposted one of her episodes also. So check that out. Another local Baltimore DIY podcast. I guess we're going to get to another chunk of music right now. We're going to start on our, river songs. First up, we're going to hear a, fiddle tune from this collection called Altamont. That is just a collection of field recordings of black string band music in Appalachian regions. So let's hear Rolling River right now on BTA Sounds Radio.
Thank you.
BTA Sounds Radio, and I'm your host, Jeff Scone to the Bone, episode number 51, Brook Trout Adventure. And you were just listening to the great Charlie Patton doing Green River Blues from 1929, one of the greatest country blues artists and recordings of all time, in my opinion. It's just that rolling Green River. And then before that, you heard a track entitled Green River by a fiddler named Ozzie Helton, recorded in 1924. For Broadway Records. You could kind of hear that was an acoustic recording, had that old metallic inner tube kind of sound to it. And I was just reading about Ozzie Helton. He made recordings with his brother. They were from Buncombe County, North Carolina, from the Asheville sort of area. It looks like they made some recordings later in the 1930s also, but I have to look into that because I have this one track by him, and I never really paid that much attention to it, but now I'm really curious because that was a very interesting fiddle tune, and it comes from a collection entitled The Stuff That Dreams Are Made Of, Volume 2, which is a two-disc set put out by Yazoo Records, like I said earlier, one of the great reissue labels of all time, and There's two volumes, and they're both two discs, and they're just extremely rare cuts. Some of them haven't been heard before by the public from different people's record collections, and they're remastered with the best possible quality remastering. So that's really cool if you're an old-time music nerd like I am. These tracks on this collection consist of Cajun, gospel, old-time, country blues, you name it. It's all on there. Great tracks. And then the first track we heard, actually, title of it is Rolling River, and it is from the collection entitled Altamont Black String Band Music, which was first issued in 1989. But the musicians on that track were listed, and it gives the names of Murph Gribble, Albert York, and John Lusk. I'm assuming that Murph Gribble is probably the fiddler. Albert York is probably the banjo player, and John Lusk is the guitarist. But that was recorded in 1946 by someone named Freda Simon. And it's a really great collection if you're into some deep history right there. The black string band music traditions of America, generally stemming out of Virginia and North Carolina. Yeah. So we're going to get to some more music right now. We're going to have a track from the Andros men's singing group that was recorded by Alan Lomax in 1935. And this track is entitled When You Go to Sea. This is some of the most interesting music if you're into a cappella traditional singing. You start to get down into the Caribbean islands. There are some carryover similarities to Southern American black gospel traditions and the a cappella harmonies of the Bahamas and surrounding island areas. But specifically, there was this tradition in the Bahamas of these sponge fishermen that had this a cappella singing style, this rhyme singing style. Now, so some of this comes from this tradition right here. So let's hear this Andros men's group singing When You Go to Sea, recorded by Alan Lomax in 1935, right here on BTA Sounds Radio.
Don't go to dirty body, my lady. Then you go to sea, don't go to dirty body, my lady. Go to sea, don't go to daddy body, yeah, my yeah. When you go to sea, don't go to daddy body, yeah, my sometimes coffee, not a glass of sugar, oh, my yeah. Then the sometimes coffee, not a glass of sugar, sometimes sugar, not a dust of coffee, my yeah. Sometimes sugar, not a dust of coffee, my yeah. Don't go to sea, don't go to shop market, oh my yeah. When you go to sea, don't go to shop market, oh my yeah. Is the hardest heart man ever lived round on this earth. Is the hardest heart man ever lived round on this earth.
But all over the world singing this song. And when I sang this song in a foreign country like Russia or Yugoslavia, people stop eating, stop drinking, stand up and take their hats off and show respect, because they say it's America's first, F-I-R-S-T, first song to become popular all over the world over 130 years ago, and it's just as popular today. But the thing I can't understand, the closer I get to the Swanee River, the less appreciation folks show for this song. I wonder if they know where the Suwannee River is. Is it in Russia? No. Is it in Yugoslavia? No. Is it in North Dakota? No. Is it in South America? No. South Georgia runs on down through the Okeechobee Swamp, down through Florida. I was raised on that old Suwannee River. I used to lay down on my belly and drink water from that old Suwannee. That's why I'm so big, black, and hefty. Right now, I'm older than any man in here. I got 16 youngs, got a baby 2 months old. Gonna get some more. I don't have to have no pep pills either. And my wife don't take no birth control pills. I do all that doggone controlling at my house. Cause when I get to feeling a little puny, I run down to that old Suwannee River and lay down on my belly. I don't want to drink from no container. It may be disease. So I lay down on my belly and drink from that old Suwannee till I thirst no more. The reason some of you men got such big bellies, you don't lay down on them enough. So I lay down on my belly and drink from that old Suwannee River till all my miseries is gone. Lay down on my belly, just laying there under a sycamore tree on that old Suwannee River. Just drink, drink, drink till I become happy and merry. Lay down on that old Suwannee River and drink till all my troubles is gone.
After all the pain.
just like the river. I can change my ways. Oh, if you come to love me, you'll stay forever. Inside my heart, inside my dream. A time of fate,
tuned to BTA Sounds Radio, and I am your host, Jeff Scone, to the bone. We're going to wind down this episode number 51, entitled Brook Trout Adventure. I want to thank everybody for listening. What you just heard was Tim Buckley from 1969, entitled The River, off of his first self-produced album, entitled Blue Afternoon. And before that, you heard Swanee by the great Abner Jay from one of his many self-produced records from the 1960s. It came off of a great compilation that was reissued in the last, within the last 20 years, called One Man Band. If you're interested in some terrible comedy blues, which is the genre that is listed as. And before that, you heard When You Go to Sea by Andros Men's Singing Group. It was recorded in the Bahamas in 1935 by Alan Lomax. And it's from a singing tradition of sponge fishermen from that area. And the collection is, or the series is called Deep River of Song, which is, there's a lot of those volumes of that, and they're issued on Rounder Records. And that's Bahamas 1935, Shanties and Anthems from Andros and Cat Island in the Bahamas, from the great collection of Alan Lomax's many, many, many field recordings. So we're going to wind down this episode right now, Brook Trout Adventure. I want to thank everybody for listening. Stay tuned, because we're going to have more episodes coming up in the next couple of weeks. SoundCloud.com/BTASoundsRadio. Also, BTASoundsRadio.podomatic.com. You can also subscribe on iTunes or Google Podcasts. Any questions, complaints, or requests, or comments, or anything like that can be sent to BTASoundsRadio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys out there. So we're going to end it with a great song that is about the Chesapeake Bay, and it is by local Baltimore group named Sea Couch. They're no longer in existence, but they still have left some great music behind. So let's hear from 2015. This is Paper Airplane by Sea Couch. And stay tuned to BTA Sounds Radio, because you never know what you're going to hear.
Sure as strength and that sacrifice to resonate inside of
sure as strength and sacrifice.